The petty officer, who identified himself as BM2 Marcus, and who, upon closer inspection, might have been 20 instead of 12, asked her politely but firmly to remain where she was while they got a closer look, just in case they had more questions. She knew that once they got over to the beach and saw what she had seen, the local authorities were going to be called out, and that they would also want to hear her tale. Good thing she packed a big lunch today. She was going to be out here a while. This audiobook provides you with the latest research on motivation to help you better understand what could be getting in your way. It also offers some new and creative ideas on how to invigorate and direct your efforts. Have I seen success stories? Yes! Every day clients walk into my door with really good intentions to change, but can't seem to make the action happen. They enter feeling stuck like superglue to their current spot and leave feeling energized and ready to make changes. Morgan! Graham's voice came back to me in a flood of sound, and I jerked in his grip. The hold he had on my arms sent another kick of adrenaline coursing through my veins. Let me go, I said, fighting his hold. Not until you give me the blade, he said, the look in his eyes betraying his fear. My hair was stuck to the back of my neck, my sweat cold as it coated my skin, and I gave up the athame without a second thought. Christ, Morgan, what the hell happened? I thought you said you were just going to walk the scene, he said as he dropped back onto his knees next to me. I was trying to, but I cut off, my hands automatically reaching towards my stomach. Fighting against the white shirt I wore, I dragged it up and searched my skin for wounds, but there was nothing. Heat running down my shin makes me glance at my cut to find it's bleeding again. Do you have another napkin I can use? I brace myself with a hand on the side of his truck to keep my bare foot lifted while he deposits things on the floor of the passenger side. I squeal when Birch grabs me by my hips and lifts me onto the seat. I gaze into his amused face and say, "Just put me in my place, why don't you?" He lifts his eyebrows. I think I will. He reaches past me to open the glove compartment, and I resist the urge to touch his shoulder to feel the muscles I'm sure are rippling beneath a silky rayon shirt. I've always had a strange attraction to Birch. When we were kids, I tried to be near him whenever I could. He was a quiet introvert who tolerated my presence. Carla was stunned. How is it that something like this could happen, but she'd never heard about it, and it didn't come up when she was searching the internet? Wow, Miss Sophie, this is just crazy. She paused for a minute and then said, "It's none of my business, but why are you still here?" The old woman gave her a sad smile and said simply, "This is my home, girl. Where else would I go?" Evie turned her attention to Roman. "Say you're sorry. Do it." Roman raised his hands in front of him. All right. I'm sorry." "Not to me, you idiot," Evie said. "To her." Roman pressed his eyes together until they were tiny slits. "Sorry, okay?" "Like you mean it," Evie scolded. "Sorry." "Good. Now get out of here, both of you." The boys turned and went, Dylan shooting Evie a look like she may have gotten her way this time, but it was far from over. Step 2. What do you need to live? After you have saved up a significant amount of money, you need to start thinking about how you are going to spend that money. While it is great to think that we will be able to live on our pension, pensions are only getting smaller and smaller, meaning that we will need to dip into our savings. Still, you should know how much you are going to need approximately each month before you take any sort of retirement package. Now, this will all depend on how you live, where you live, and what you want to do. right before we vanished into the nearby clump of trees. I looked again toward the ceiling, hoping somehow, some way, that the woman had survived. After all, Eleanor and I did. In the reflection of the lime-green light, the confident Steelers stood there, full of themselves. The drained woman's body collapsed in a slump on the pavement. The stone-cold thieves looked around, bored. Again the lantern shone. I heard a guttural cry. Kneeling in front of them, the old man drained to gray skin and ash while I watched. The color left his cheeks, the tears ceased, the curses fell silent as the Steelers took every bit of life and color from their last captive.